you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. It's Wednesday, hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. If your ear holes are sucking us in live, if it ain't that time, or 5 out east, if it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, or wherever the hell you download us from. We appreciate it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours spewing at you like a big angry liberal volcano. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the Progressive Squirt Fest.
That's right.
That is Crab Diving.
Where did I just see that clip of
Pornhub
Jackass when the guy eats all the Indian food and then he sticks his ass up into fake?
You just saw that
landscape.
You know, I did that show in Mobile, Alabama, at the bar.
That's where it was.
That fucking movie at a bar, and I'm ordering a drink. And I'm watching somebody a grown man projectile
diarrhea,
squirt,
right?
Launch shit into the air.
It's quite talented.
I looked at the bartender. I was like, you see that? He was that movie's hilarious. And right. I was like, oh my God.
I'll have the beef stew, please.
Can we have someone not shitting? Who would show that at a...
They have food downstairs.
They have a... God.
That reminds me, I want gravy on my fries. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like. One word, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page, Crab Diving, where all the cool kids hang out and occasionally smoke weed and drink beer and shit.
Right. God, hey, at Yard and Short. What is this? Did you see this guy, Yard Rep Short?
We can't hear you.
Why?
I think you were off mic a little bit.
Oh, shit. Yard Rep.
Thank you.
Short Bus. At Yard Rep Short Bus. I put a link on there on how you're supposed to beat Trump. It's this funny little article. I forget where it's from. But the guy said, well, I won't be reading it since I won't be voting for Hillary. I'm like, who asked you, dickhead?
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. It's a Bernie bro, of course.
I mean, no reason to be attacked on, you know, making fun of Trump,
yeah,
dude.
They're nuts. They're just out of their minds.
Listen, I understand that your guy's not in there, and that fucking
my guys.
Yeah, it's all our guys.
He's my guy. I fucking voted for him.
Right. Bernie is a great candidate and shit, but like, you know, I mean, what do you want? You want the apocalypse? Is that how you want to fix this country? You want to have Donald Trump be president?
Right.
The man can't even, he goes to a fucking wedding, and he doesn't have the decency to buy Charlie Sheen real
amazing
diamond cufflinks.
That's amazing. Apparently, he does that a lot. That's the story, right? That other people are coming out and saying, hey, I got some cheap-ass fake diamond cufflinks from that asshole, too.
Well, to that I would say, well, it is a gift, dickhead. What are you, 8 years old? Who's giving you gifts?
They're lovely. They're fabulous cubic zirconia. I love them. They're fantastic.
Yeah. We hired the best slave boys from Bangladesh to hammer these bitches out. Try them on. They're beautiful.
Right.
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Oh, Pat Robertson ringing in about something to do with diamond mines. You know, he's gonna ring in.
With their gay sex.
Right.
That's their thing. Is that what he said? That's their thing? Or that's their... God, that's so funny.
Pat Robertson.
He's mentally ill.
all kinds of shit going on in the world. A lot of Trumpy news.
The gays.
Nonetheless, Trump, you know, he gave a speech this morning, just in fucking incredible, amazing, fantastic. And this is teleprompter, Don. So it was a little boring.
Oh, how shitty. Nobody yeah, not wants
as
that.
Good. Not as good at all.
Yeah, they need to hire this Lewandowski again. Bring him back.
Yeah. Say twat at this point.
Right. There's some people out there that still like him.
That still like Trump.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people, I guess, really.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it's misleading, though, because it seems like he goes to these rallies where it's kind of a layup, you know. He goes in a room where everyone loves him. And
right.
Just
well, that's the thing.
With blathering idiots.
He told his toadies that he didn't want to go anywhere fundraising where he couldn't do a rally for his people. So he's going to go beg the donors to try to give him money, which we've discovered there's very little of going on.
Yeah, I left my coffee in the microwave. I got to go get it. I'm so fucking sorry.
Oh, okay.
You have something you talk about for a second?
I'll try.
God, I suck.
Where's the intern?
Hey, get my coffee.
So, the Donald was gave a speech this morning about, he just went on to slam. He said Hillary Clinton is maybe the most corrupt person to ever run for president of the United States. Which...
Wait, now Donald's saying this, correct?
Right, right.
Hey, did I remember correctly, or did we discuss a story about him being charged with raping a minor?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay. So, like, there's that.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Man, amazing. It's just an endless slew of bullshit from the right over the years. Endless slew of sound clips.
Oh, right.
I mean, I
well, and none better than...
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions.
I challenge anyone to come up with a better bad shit, right? Come on.
Trump, I'm sorry, dude. It's
Come
Trump.
On.
Trump called that guy a pussy.
Yeah, but it was in English.
No.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
Okay.
That's unedited.
Right, and I will say that she tosses the best word salad. But Trump... Yeah. Says the craziest shit, though,
well,
man.
Right.
He wanted to remind us all that his dick is A-OK. No complaints with his penis. There's a guy running for president who's being sued for possibly raping a 13-year-old.
Yes.
I mean, God. What a country.
We bend over and say thank you.
Here are the headlines.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news tower high atop the crab diving building. I fucked up. Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June 22nd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Fuck.
We are on top of a building.
We are like the
in a creepy
like
shed.
The Beatles. We're performing live on top of a building,
right? Hey, after yesterday's show, speaking of sheds, buildings, and what have you, I think we would be better as a nation if we got rid of all basements and all sheds.
Why?
Well, Michael Jackson had that creepy animal torture kitty porn basement dungeon thingamabobber.
Yeah, but what about like a fun rec room type shed or basement?
It's too many Ted Kaczynskis. Too many.
Outlying
weird
sheds.
Ass. You know what I mean?
See, we can't have nice things.
No, we got creeps.
Because of the dummies.
Right.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey,
Huffington Post.
Hey, boy.
This is a great story. It's been going on all morning. The We Will Be Silent No More. It's House Democrats in the House of Lunatics have said, we're fucking through with this shit. You know, they don't have the equivalent of the filibuster over there to throw a wrench into things.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've decided to throw their own wrench. And John Lewis, famous for, I believe, didn't he get his skull cracked in?
Yes.
In Selma, protesting back in the 60s?
Right.
He did another, led another protest. He is sitting down, and basically they're occupying the house.
Hell
saying,
yeah, man. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, no vote, no break, or something like that. They're calling for any vote on some of this gun legislation.
It's kind of funny. It's like they're saying, we are begging you assholes to just do your fucking goddamn job.
90
do something
plus percent of United States of Americans, even the angry white racist ones with the guns, say, you know, maybe they're on the no-fly list, that maybe we should not let them get a gun.
I guess it is 90% for real, despite all my fucking conservative-ass friends from high school from Georgia. Are we including those assholes?
Well, obviously in the 10%.
Because a lot of them, you know, they'll say things like, well, you don't understand what an AR-15 is or does. So, like, they're poo-pooing me for saying...
Well, but that's a separate law. We're talking about the one that keeps suspected terrorists from easily getting guns.
Oh, right.
And their alleged reason against it is that, well, occasionally there's people who get on the list in error, and you can't take their fundamental Second Amendment granted by the semen of the Lord.
Oh, no, not that again.
Rights away.
Man the pumps.
And... But without due process. They keep saying that.
Due process.
You can't violate their rights without due process.
Fuck this.
What about your right to get on a plane?
What about this? Why don't they make that shit statement? You know what they should do? They want to really get somewhere with this. You make those Republicans make those shit statements standing on top of a pile of dead children or a pile of dead people that pulse. And then you say that.
Right.
The rights of some asshole to buy a gun is more important than a bunch of defenseless children at a goddamn school. Fuck off.
Now that young man
said the house.
That he was an all-round irascible.
The Republicans come in and they shut everything down because they're in charge, you know.
Fuck them.
And they shut off the cameras, which they are in charge of.
Right.
And one thing that I do question, I don't know how this is going to, this really should fly, but they were trying to periscope it at one point.
Right.
This sit-in at the House of Representatives. And they're shutting them down. Like the sergeant at arms keeps telling them they can't periscope.
Wow.
Apparently the GOP is saying no video. No Jeez. Video at all. Not even Snapchat. Nobody's even chatterbaiting from the house.
Oh my God.
So
what assholes these Republicans are. Oh, I'm sorry. We just want to show the American people what we're fucking doing, who you fucking work for, you fucking assholes.
The Democrats, it says, according to the HuffPo, literally sat down on the floor of the House chamber, forcing the House into a temporary recess, trying to compel Republican leadership to vote on gun control legislation.
Yeah, goddammit.
Representative John Lewis of Georgia, civil rights icon, who did these sit-ins, in the 60s for a different reason.
Yeah, man.
Slightly.
How can these Republicans not hear John Lewis? I mean, how does that guy not get deference?
Well, he's black.
Oh, okay.
So they only hear 3/5 of what he says.
Wait, are the Republicans still racist?
No, of course not.
Oh, sorry.
How racist of you to say that?
Well, every once in a while I like to check just to see if they've caught up with the rest of the fucking world.
Well,
things like that. Fucking.
And it's very racist. I guess we need to apologize here at Crab Diving. Because yesterday, as a follow-up story here.
Crab Diving.
Yesterday, we ran a story and talked about and soundly mocked and questioned lack of racial hatred.
Okay.
Or the lack of the propensity of racial hatred in Steve King of Iowa, who has attached legislation to some other legislation to defund putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill.
What the fuck? We can't even do that.
And we do apparently owe Representative King an apology because we accused him of being racist for doing this.
Okay.
And actually, according to Representative King,
right,
we're the racists.
Oh, okay.
It's racist to want to put Tubman on the $20 bill.
Explain that to me, and then I'll apologize.
Okay. Let me try to explain this. He says that he called it racist and sexist.
Okay.
By the way, the good news is that in committee, his little attachment failed.
Right.
Even the rest of the Republicans were like, even in Trumpian USA right now, this might be a little too racist.
Are we okay? Maybe we're taking some things for granted with this Harriet Tubman on the 20 thing. It's on the $20 bill, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we're just assuming, and maybe we shouldn't, that everyone in the House, or is this the Senate? This is the House, right?
House.
Everyone in the House, are they in agreement that slavery is bad? Was bad?
Out loud or like when they're sitting around
it's Harriet
having corn.
Harriet and fucking Tubman, man.
Right.
Put her on the fucking 20.
Is that her middle name?
I didn't mean to say it like that. No disrespect. Whatever. But listen, you can't put her on the 20. See, that's like a walk in the park. That should be apolitical. Everybody votes yes. Yay. There we go. Bam. Next thing.
Here's what is really happening, he said. This is liberal activism on the part of the president that's trying to identify people by categories, and he's divided us on the lines of groups. So by saying it's about time we have a black woman on the on a significantly used currency, we're on the $30 piece, we're gonna put Sacagawea or something.
Right, come on, it's not like we're trying to vote for equal pay for women. Relax,
right?
We're
not
gonna put a woman on the money,
we're not gonna give women more of them,
we're just
gonna throw one on the money.
Don't worry about it.
But he's saying that by Obama, you know, and the administration saying, well, it's gonna be a black woman on the bills, that's racist because you're intentionally saying you're affirmative actioning somebody. What about Millard Fillmore?
Who the fuck is that?
He was a white president.
Oh, yeah.
What about him?
Why, wait a minute.
Why is he being knocked down because of Harriet Tubman?
Do you think the Republicans and ninnies in the House, they were like, all right, guys, just give me 48 hours. I'll come up with an alternative white guy.
I think Jefferson Davis.
Why not? Yeah, why not Jefferson Davis?
He was a patriot.
Why not Uncle Jesse? From Dukes of Hazzard, not Full Fucking House, you goddamn millennial fucks. But why can't, I mean, okay, and this is another crazy thing I'll say. Why don't we, okay, let's just take race and gender out of it. Just think of what Harriet Tubman did. She freed people that were enslaved in a time where it was very dangerous and she could have been killed, right?
Yes.
So, okay. I mean, I know it sounds crazy to take race out of this, but let's take race out of it.
But Jackson had that great hair.
Oh, yeah.
Steve King of Iowa, thank you, Iowa, was the one, of course, who said that, you know, Mexicans are coming over with calves the size of cantaloupes because they're carrying bales of marijuana.
You know, if that gets out, people are going to be like, hey, Steve, I want to know where I can get those calves the size of cantaloupes. Enlighten me. Introduce me to some Mexican friends that can train me up.
He's compared Mexican or immigrants to dogs.
Oh, shit.
And
that seems unnecessary.
Most recently, he was talking about when asked about, well, what about if an immigrant joins the military?
Okay.
I mean, I think they should automatically become citizen. If you're going to sign up to defend the country and go get your head blown off, I think when you come back, we could toss you a citizenship paper or two.
Yeah. Welcome to the country. I mean, really.
Of those immigrants who might gain citizenship through military service, Steve King says, we quote, "We have a bus for you to Tijuana."
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. Tijuana. You ever been there?
He compared Syrian refugees to poisonous grapes.
Oh, that's, again, helpful. That's productive. What does that mean?
He claimed that Obama has apologized to Africa for slavery. He didn't. He says, Obama apologized to Africa for slavery when there's nothing for us to apologize for.
Hello, Africa. It's Obama.
Right.
I want to apologize.
Can I speak to Africa?
Yeah. Who in Africa? I apologize to Africa. Get Toto on the phone.
You're right. Asia, get off the phone.
Asia. That's so fucking stupid. Is this Steve King? What does he mean by poisonous grapes, though? I don't get that reference. Is that a fucked up biblical reference, Steve? Get your sky god shit out of my dick.
Steve King is also a fan of Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, great.
Just saying.
Wonderful. I'm a fan of a potential rapist who can't run a casino correctly. can't make money at a fucking casino.
Right.
Have you ever been to a casino? People were just shitting money into those places. They were talking more about that.
And he talks about he's the king of debt because everyone's kind of saying this is an unprecedented low amount of money for a campaign. And then all the shenanigans with him lending money to the campaign, which he then uses to buy Trump maxi pads for his staff. Okay. I'm sure he doesn't supply his staff with maxi pads.
Oh, they're Trump, all men, aren't
Trump
they?
Water, Trump, all yes. that stuff. Mar-a-Lago, $400,000+.
How long?
Mar-a-Lago,
holy
Trump's
shit.
Big building,
yes.
Build the Trump campaign and was paid. Other people haven't been paid yet. Trump's Mar-a-Lago was paid $400,000+ of the money Trump lent to the campaign.
How's he going to pay for all these, for the defense of all his Trumpalos after they beat the shit out of people? How's right. he going to pay for the lawyers?
You see that guy on our Facebook? Go to facebook.com/crab diving. There's a little bit of a video at some.
That guy is terrifying.
Protest that big giant completely tatted dude.
Yeah, did he step out of like fucking 300 or something?
Right, and I guess we're supposed to be I don't know. This is what we want America to be. These kind of people make America great. You know, he's got a giant house full of guns. Shit, you know, he's got a
Absolutely.
Big truck full of guns not far away from where we're at now. It's a video on our Facebook if you go there. And it's this monster of a human with no shirt. And,
oh, my God.
Giant. He really does look like he should be playing an orc.
He doesn't look goddamn human.
Right.
He just doesn't, and he's a rage monster.
Well, then listen.
Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out of here. Our country, motherfucker. Our country. He's yelling at protesters who are protesting Trump. Oh, so they're saying Trump sucks, Trump's a racist, and this monstrosity of a subhuman with giant muscles and giant tats all over those giant muscles. White guy. He looks like, I don't know, he looks like Vanilla Ice. If Vanilla Ice did nothing but take steroids and work out for, you know what I mean? He's got that look with the glasses and the hat, flat hat.
I wish we could get that guy out of our country.
You're right. Those guys.
Absolutely.
I wish we could get that country out of our country.
Right, get them all out of here.
Country! Proud fucking American! Made in USA, bitch! Made in fucking USA!
I'm a proud fucking American made in the USA, bitch. Made in the fucking USA.
I'm a proud American, you bitch.
And I'm proud to be an American.
You know what? This guy's a fucking bitch. Whatever that means.
Oh, we're tiny little testicles.
Yes.
You know, he is just, not that there's anything wrong with this, but someone needs to shove a big black cock in his ass. Like he is deaf or any size, any
color, any shade.
That
very
he is
progressive
desperate
here.
To receive.
Sure.
Because these are the guys that, you know, are the biggest homophobes.
Absolutely.
And are the biggest racists.
Yes.
And all they want to do is get some big black cock.
Sure. And this guy is an asshole. Where is this?
Go fucking cook my burrito, bitch.
I don't know that you actually cook a burrito. Don't you make a burrito? I mean, always.
Fucking cook my burrito, bitch!
Stupid. Where is this?
Go fucking make my tortilla, motherfucker!
Go make my tortilla, motherfucker. These are his witty retorts against those of Hispanic heritage. Go make my tortilla.
Does it say anything about our fat-ass fucking country that generally every other... Anything any of us know over here about language that's not English is about food. Go make my burrito. Go fix my taco.
That's Mexican, yeah.
God damn
Mugu it. Guy pan, motherfucker.
What if he was French?
You're right.
Make my crepe.
Make my fries.
I don't know anything else. Make me a parfait.
Right.
God, did you see that story I put up on Facebook about the protests in France? The unions.
Oh, yeah.
The police were like, the protesters have been so violent, I guess, that the police are asking for a day off. They're asking the protesters if they can take a day off because they need a breather. Holy shit.
I got that on the spreadsheet.
Sean Donovan originally posted that on Facebook. He hosts a show called Democracy How.
Right, on here, usually 4 p.m. right after this occasion.
Yeah. There's a show of that airing straight away after this one. Wee.
Do you want to hear any more of this?
Oh, fuck yeah, I do.
Lunatic?
Yeah.
My tortilla, motherfucker! And build that fucking wall for me! Trump!
Build that fucking wall for me, and now he's screaming, Trump, I love Trump.
Trump! I love Trump! Fuck you! I love my country! Yeah! I'll fuck like at least 10 of you up!
There it is. I'll fuck at least 10 of you up. There's the... The instant tactic of the tiny dicked and tiny minded. I'm gonna beat you up because I'm big and strong.
It's so embarrassing that people hear this and they're like, "This is who you guys are." And you know, I'd like to argue with you, but I don't know that I can. That is who we are. We're gonna fuck 10 of you up. Well, how is that? How is that admirable? I mean, say, okay, this guy is big and strong and powerful.
That's Trump.
Why kind of person says, oh, look at me. I'm big and strong. I'm going to take people that are weaker than me. I'm going to beat the shit out of them. And then I'm going to make them make me a taco, cook me a burrito. And then when you're done with that, build me a fucking wall.
But a significant number of the dummies that aren't built like this and aren't roided out and raging lunatics that are supporting Trump say, well, he lies about everything.
Well, but he's going to be strong against ISIS.
But is he?
Well, right. He can't. The military already said, well, you know, we're not going to kill women and children.
Right.
Like he said, we have to.
Because it does.
We have to go after their families, Ryan. We have to go after, let's kill their dogs and their kittens.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks. We can't do it like that.
We're not them.
Well, yes. That's the main point. But the other thing is like, that strategy is not going to help. What Trump wants to do is going to create more ISIS.
He already is.
Yeah, hey, he's a typical fucking GOP right-wing nut job Republican dickhead. What did the last one do? He lied us into a fucking war, which did what? Created fucking ISIS.
Shit.
I'm sorry, terrorism is not a problem to be solved by the GOP.
Yeah, I'll fuck like at least 10 of you up in one fucking time, you fucking pussy.
Come on.
You're lucky all these cops.
Yeah, you're lucky all these cops are here. You're fucking lucky, bitch, or I'd beat the fuck out of all of you because I'm what America's all about. The reason everybody in the goddamn world hates us is because of this attitude.
Oh, absolutely.
We're big fucking Americans. We got the most guns and the biggest missiles, and do what we fucking want. Give us your oil or we're going to fuck you up. That's what we've been doing for the past 100 years. That's why the whole goddamn world hates us.
It is insane. It is total fucking insanity.
No, they hate us because they're jealous of our freedom. That's what Texas will tell you in class.
You're out of your mind.
This guy's right.
Fuck you, boy.
God, it's so infuriating.
Dude, it's insanity.
Really, I mean, I don't wish violence upon people.
Of course not.
But if a meteoroid flew from the sky and landed on this fucker, the world would be a better, much better place.
You know, all these,
if it landed on this all and all the creatures like him.
When you say shit like that, all these meteorites and asteroids are like, listen, I don't want to land there. It sucks.
There's too many.
Yeah, fuck you.
We don't have enough meteorites
right
to cover all of the ass fucks in America.
Yeah. It really is depressing to hear that because that's... I don't know what that... God, if you're on the other end of that, what does that do to you? I mean, it's got to freak you out. And right? It's got to... That really... Imagine if you're on the other end of that. How does that shape your feeling about us?
Well, that's why the Muslims are these guys, people like him, people like Trump, are helping Muslims get radicalized by doing shit like this. If this was them yelling at Syrian refugees, which they would happily do... Remember when they threw themselves in front of the buses full of little sick kids from South America
yeah.
screaming, get out of my country, you terrorists?
I mean, to me, that I really like that.
So did little kids in that bus is like, yay, America.
Right.
America loves us. No, they're like, fuck America. Look at these evil assholes that won't help us.
I mean, if they, I kind of like that strategy they have. So keep laying down in front of traffic and maybe we'll get lucky. You never know.
You're right.
Make the world a better place. These guys are assholes.
You don't want to mess up the buses, though, with bigot blood.
I tell you what, I mean, I was lucky. I grew up a white child, and I don't know what it's like to have people like this screaming at you. Imagine you're a kid. Imagine you're a child and you see this.
Right.
And it's at you. Terrifying.
So go to our Facebook page, and you can see that horrific video of that dickhead. I don't really have any other information of where it... Oh, wait. Here we go. This is from... it's called Electoral College, a page on Facebook.
Hello. Electoral College.
And it links to a thing called The Tab.
Okay. The drink.
The Go Cook My Burrito Bitch guy speaks out. They got a hold of him.
Oh, my God. He's not embarrassed.
Footage of a shirtless man shouting, go cook my fucking burrito, bitch, to some Mexicans made the rounds yesterday in what many people saw as the archetypal Trump supporter. Zach Fisher.
Is that his name?
Flexing his biceps.
Oh, God, Zach.
Yelled, get the fuck out of here, our country motherfucker, made in fucking USA, Trump. I love Trump. Zach, 30, was attending Trump's rally in Phoenix, has now spoken out to say the clip seen by millions misrepresents him and that anti-Trump protesters started it all by spitting at him.
Okay, Zach, that's fair enough. Just explain what you mean. How are you misrepresented?
Oh, boy.
Are you acting or something?
They ask, what would you like to say to the people who saw that video? I just want people to know, dude, I love all colors. I'm no racist. I am who I am. There you go right there. No accountability.
I am
no accountability.
God damn it. He doesn't feel bad for what he said. He doesn't.
There's people out there of all colors that are horrible. Whites, browns, blacks, yellows out there. It doesn't matter. It's the color of your heart. You know how many people messaged me to say thank you so much for other people?
Yes.
Will not for what other people not do because they're scared. So he's thrilled at the fact that all the other white racist supremacist hood wearing swastika waving Trumpalos contacted him and said, right on, dude. Good for you saying what other people won't because they're afraid, man. Rock on. Call those beaners out on their shit, man. Trump.
The oppressed straight white male speaks. Is that what this is?
It sucks that people are scared to stand up for what they believe in, and yet Latinos can do it, and it's fine. Oh,
is this guy from Orange County? This is some Orange County shit.
Just utterly, and I mean, this goes on and on and on.
Oh, my God. Dude, I mean, really, we talk about going to a Trump rally undercover. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Listen to this. People make movies about us. Do we get mad? Like white chicks? If there's a movie called Black Chicks, it would be a huge race thing.
Good point. Okay. Ah, you stupid asshole.
I just wish people get over what happened back in the day to Mexico or blacks.
To Mexico or blacks.
Oh, he's not helping. He's not helping.
He's so stupid. The more, you know, yeah, I guess this guy's a racist, but more than anything, he's an ignorant asshole.
Oh, and he's not backing down. How did you feel waking up to the video? Waking up to millions of views of me going crazy on the internet. Honestly, man, that's fine. I kind of needed to get this. I needed this to get my point across. So this is, he thinks this is a viable use of the message. This is the Trump message. This is, we can grab somebody who disagrees with us and beat the shit out of them because we're getting our message across. It's okay.
This is fucking insane.
It's cool.
This is bonkers.
Going there to fly a Mexican flag. This is America. He was mad at them because they're waving a Mexican flag.
God damn it, guys.
Meanwhile, I've got a story. We'll get to this in a second. Remind me about the Mexican flag.
Kate, put a note down there.
So. I know they're proud of their heritage. I'm super proud of my heritage.
Super.
I'm from Germany and from Ireland.
God. They got both of them.
I'm super proud of my heritage. All of my parents and grandparents came here legally, by the way. That's what I was trying to explain.
Oh, okay.
By yelling, make my taco, bitch.
Yes.
Make my burrito, bitch. That's him saying, you know, all four of my grandparents came here legally and emigrated, and they learned to speak English. First of all, the ones from Ireland probably spoke English.
Yes.
We were walking by and got yelled at saying, you like that taco, you like that burrito in your mouth. Okay, well, maybe.
Oh, God.
We don't have to put up with it. They really bring hate to the rally. They bring hate to the rally.
The guy saying, cook my burrito, bitch, is saying they.
This idiot just sat through 2 hours of Trump hate.
Oh, my God.
And he said, they bring hate to the rally.
What is Donald Trump doing to help us? Because it seems to me he's just making these scary people upset. And, you know what I mean?
I work out every single day in the gym.
Oh, great.
I've done MMA a lot.
Wonderful. What is his point? What is that? Is that supposed to make me feel better? Or am I?
That's what helped me keep my cool even more.
Okay. Now, aren't there studies to suggest otherwise?
Yes.
Like, if you go in the gym and practice punching, that means you get better at punching.
He's quite international. He's quite cosmopolitan. Oh. When you study the art of Muay Thai in Thailand and stuff. He's never been to Thailand. I want to see his fucking passport. Right. I think he's lying.
I mean, and also, like, just you go to Thailand, you go to some beautiful country, and all you do is spend time in a dojo learning how to kick something. I don't give a shit. That's still fighting, stupid. It's not like you're going out and seeing art or eating or experiencing the culture.
People believe everything on the internet. Well, we just watched a video.
Okay.
People are so gullible. Then you guys put that on there. That's not cool. People put up where I work and stuff. Oh, he got doxxed.
Well, he just...
Now I have to carry my gun with a bullet in the chamber.
Oh, my God.
And that's fine. And that's fine. I carry a gun with me everywhere and always.
Wonderful. Great. Listen, you guys sitting in the Senate, make sure you get some gun control or something. Do something for us. This guy's walking around in public with a gun, one in the chamber.
That's what he says.
Oh, my God. Donald Trump, please. You got to get your fucking asshole. Whoever these people are that support you, these cretins, please get them in line.
The three big issues for me are ISIS, illegal immigration, and our debt. We owe so much money. I don't know who I'm going to vote for sure. I know I don't want Hillary because she's so corrupt and evil.
ISIS, meanwhile, immigration, and then our debt. That is so fucking funny.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And Donald was talking today, the speech that he gave, all these anti-Hillary talking points he came out with, there was a story, stories are already coming out. Well, first of all, MSNBC almost live fact-checked him. Katie Tour right afterwards was like, this was a lie, this was a lie, this was a lie, this was a lie, this was a lie. And they've shown that all his talking points are from these two books about Hillary.
Yes.
Of which one I think we read the other day that said Hillary called mentally cognitively disabled kids little retards.
Yeah, yeah, because they were the because they took too
long to find the Easter egg. I get it. She had shit to do.
Right. Horrible though. Listen, Hillary. God damn it.
Well, allegedly. But both of these books.
But she didn't do it at a rally.
Have been debunked. Oh. They've been soundly debunked.
Oh, so it's bullshit?
Well, right. Everything every talking point he had against Hillary today is from these two books of lies.
Nevertheless, if Hillary is elected and you're lucky enough to be invited to the White House and the Rose Garden to do an Easter egg hunt, you better not dilly dally.
Yeah.
You find those fucking eggs and get the fuck out.
And if you've got a little drool cupper kid, you push that kid in the right direction.
Drool cupper kid. Oh man! Make my burrito. Make my burrito, bitch.
Yeah.
God. And that's a lot. I hate this MMA shit. It's bad.
Yeah.
I don't
you
care.
Know. Didn't the Marquis of Queensbury? Didn't they make all these rules for boxing? The Marquis of Queensbury, or those are the famous rules that were made for boxing.
The Marquis of Queensbury.
But. Didn't they make those rules so that they could civilize the public?
I don't know.
The public spectacle of two guys beating the shit out of each other to try to make sure that, I don't know, one of them doesn't die immediately,
you know,
in the process. And it just seems like we're getting away from that. They're like,
yes,
you couldn't twist people's arms till they snap in the past. They frowned upon that. Yeah. Now that's a move.
You know. I got to tell you, I was at a bar one time, and every TV in the fucking bar had this MMA shit on. And I asked where I was sitting. I asked the bartender. I said, "Hey, listen, I don't know how to say this, but can you put it on anything else other than this, just on this one TV?" He's like, "What do you want to watch?" I said, "I want to watch something where people aren't beating the shit out of each other and there's blood everywhere." And he looked at me like I was.
Oh, you want the RuPaul show, don't you?
I just don't want to watch people get the shit beat out of them. It doesn't make me feel good to look at it, man.
Yeah, and
and boxing's not all that civilized either, by the way.
Right. It's and I admit it's exciting. It makes your monkey brain excited to watch a couple of our fellow monkeys beating the shit out of each other.
Let me tell you something.
But we should have gotten past. We should work past that.
I got a friend. He was a professional boxer for years. Heavyweight. I think he was pretty good here and there. But I tell you this much. He has some slow moments. I mean, I wouldn't say that to his fucking face. But every now and then, I'm talking to him, and there's a bit of a pause sometimes. And I just think all the times he got hit in the fucking head.
Right.
And he had boxing gloves on. Now these MMA guys. How do you? I got a friend who got into that.
Right. I don't get it. Like I said, I thought we were trying to protect these guys more, and we just seem to be finding ways. Let's put them in a big cage so they can't get out. Right. I mean,
I got to tell you,
it's Thunderdome.
I don't understand people that want to do things for fun that are violent. Like I play softball. That's as violent as I'm getting. I'm not getting any more violent. Fuck that. It's crazy. You're an adult. You want to go do something for fun where you hit someone else. You're fucked up.
Right.
I'm sorry. I know that's judgmental and shit. Who cares? You know? Pat at Crab Diving. Let him know.
Hey. Go cook my burrito, bitch.
I don't like those first-person shooter games either, man. I'm sorry. I mean, don't you think that fucks people up? Listen, guns are the problem. No doubt. But really, what does it do to y'all?
There's been no data that shows that.
Okay. But you just want
maybe
to sit
some data. Yeah, right? Maybe occasional data.
Do you play Tetris?
Yeah, but it's fun.
But it's fun. Shit.
So what else? There's all kinds of shit going on. Here we go. Mexican flag. I remembered. This is a spectacular trolling.
Yes.
Being perpetrated by, I don't know. It's just my own personal thing. My favorite accent on the planet is the Scottish.
Oh yeah.
Scottish accent.
Is that
it's just spectacular.
It's English. I mean, they're speaking English words, right?
It's kind of.
But it doesn't sound like that to my ears.
Well, you know, the Donald has a
he's got a luxury golf course in Aberdeenshire.
Hello.
Aberdeenshire. Arrah! And a gentleman by the name of David Milne.
Okay.
Has a home in beautiful Aberdeenshire overlooking
the shithole,
the Trump
golf course.
Mr. Milne does not like Donald Trump.
Oh, I love it.
And has decided to raise the Mexican flag on his property overlooking the Trump golf course ahead of. And Donald's coming to Scotland to visit his golf course next week. This guy's keeping it up. Here is, I haven't heard this.
His name's David?
David Milne.
Okay.
I haven't heard this.
Good on you, David.
I just saw there's a video of an interview with him for Scottish TV. I'm assuming this is going to be fucking gold.
It's going to be between awesome.
between the accent and everything, talking about the Mexican flag next to Trump's golf course in Scotland. Aberdeenshire, Scotland.
Uh-huh.
And it's the flag blown in the wind. There's the flag again. It's on a tall pole.
That's right.
This must be raw footage.
I can't understand one word.
I don't know what's going on. These are just different. Maybe they didn't.
What is that fucking bell?
I think it's the flag blowing in the wind.
Is that a Mexican bell?
God, you know, maybe I don't have the footage.
That.
Maybe it's all the video footage. I'm so disappointed.
Maybe he's mute.
So that was all just the raw footage of the flag flying
but
and blowing
still,
in the wind, et cetera.
That is fucking brilliant. That, you know, that's going to piss him off.
I'm going to try to find that audio now, damn it.
That's funny. I mean, I thought this guy was going to put a big sign up saying, like, fuck Trump.
So there have been reports that you've been getting pressure from your staff to act more presidential. Is that the case? Do you need to act more presidential?
No, not at all. We have had no pressure to act more presidential.
The Trump administration will lead a free world.
But, sir, with all due respect, that's the argument of a five-year-old.
I didn't start it.
That is properly armed and funded.
That's a highlight reel of Trump's shitbaggery. Now there's another flag, by the way.
Okay.
A second. Now an Edinburgh resident.
Is putting up a Mexican
Stan
flag?
Stan Beckley says, he's notoriously disliked here. When he comes, we can almost feel the hair up the spine of Scotland stand up.
Ooh.
It's a horrible Scottish accent.
Oh, my God.
But
it's
I
not
tried.
Bad. Sound like you're running the bridge on Star Trek.
David Milne said, to some extent, I'm worried about his visit. He's blatantly racist, sexist, misogynistic idiot.
Everybody just fucking hates this guy. I mean, just logistically, you can't have this dude president. You can't have somebody that everybody automatically hates.
Right?
I mean, they already hate him. How's he going to negotiate with anyone? How's he going to get a deal with anybody that how's he going to get a deal with anybody in South America? How's he going to... I just don't understand. He's such a xenophobic asshole.
Footage of the flags. Apparently that Scottish TV is only showing the silly video.
Hotel and Championship to unveil his revamped Hotel and Championship golf course in Aberdeenshire. Two of his neighbors, David Milne and Michael Forbes, have put up Mexican flags on their home.
That's somebody else's report. Okay, I give up. Anyway. Congrats to these neighbors that are putting up Mexican flags around Trump's stupid golf course for his fucking one percenters.
That's brilliant.
In Scotland.
Yeah. Fuck y'all.
Although maybe in Scotland it's more of a public thing. Isn't that where it was invented?
Golf?
Yeah, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't play that elitist shit.
I thought it was. Have you ever played golf?
Yeah. Putt-putt.
No, like real golf, like on a golf course.
No. Is it different?
Yeah.
It's
very anger inducing, to be honest with you.
I can't. I tried to play one time on a video game, something called Golden Tee, and I didn't like that very much. I'm more of a putt putt guy.
There you go.
I don't know. You're a golfer?
No, I only went a few times, and
you can't have two of those sports, though.
Well, I mean, the first two times
you're going to golf and play tennis.
I was
Jesus.
Well, that's it. The first two times I almost broke things because I was like, I can hit a fucking tennis ball going 120 miles an hour. I can't. I'm whiffing.
Yeah.
Repeatedly on this thing, and then I realized I went out to a hitting range with a friend, and he
I've done that.
Had lefty clubs, and he let me use. I started swinging lefty, and then I started hitting the ball.
To me, that's fun. Now, I like going to a driving range. I mean, I can't hit it very good, but it's fun to
right.
whack at the ball and shit.
So I was better hitting lefty than I was
hitting
righty, which makes sense because my backhand was always better. My forehand tennis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think I hit like baseball and softball better left off the left than the right.
Oh, yeah.
Stronger on the right, maybe, but more accurate on the left.
Versatile.
That makes sense.
I feel like when I was in Cub Scouts.
For the right price.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're for sale. Yeah,
versatile for
you're golfing whore, yeah.
Right. So there you go. That's a little bit more of our
fuck you.
Foreign policy.
Great. Everybody hates him.
More the foreign love we can look forward to if we elect Donald Trump as the goddamn president.
What other country on this fucking planet, and don't count failed states, that would tolerate this guy?
Yeah.
Who would vote for him?
Did you see?
North Korea.
Another part of this this disclosure of the Trump campaign money bullshit, where we found out that he's only got like a $1.2 million on hand cash, which is unheard of. This is when Maddow, the story broke as Maddow was on the air, and she got the paper, and she was looking at it, and she's like, we're checking on this to make sure I got the right number.
Yes.
Because this doesn't make sense. He has so little money. Compared to anyone, and there are small congressional district humans running for re-election that have less money, or that have more money than Trump does right now in the campaign.
So it's like what we're seeing is like he was really good in the primary, making that happen, and it's
well, because
so
it was
far,
his money.
Yeah,
he could afford it, and keeping staff low and doing nothing and riding his wave of hatred and riding his wave of guys going out there saying, make my burrito, bitch. But now there's no more of those left. He's already lit the fires of the white hood wearers.
What's going to happen? I mean, this could be very odd. I mean, what's going to happen? Let's say in a week. Do you think it's out of the realm of possibilities that say in a week, Trump is like, God, fuck this. Fuck everyone. I'm fucking tired of this. I fucking quit. Forget it. You know, and he walks away. Then what? What does the GOP
do? I think Cruz has kept his nipples plucked. Get ready to be chosen.
But no, but he wasn't chosen before. And
but
no
he's
one
next
liked
in line.
Him.
He's in second.
He's liked less.
He's the first runner up in case the
they don't
in
have
case
anybody
Miss
better.
America, they find some lesbian titty pics. Miss America.
Oh, yeah. I think what the Republicans have to do is go celeb. I think if Trump...
Well, he said Oprah at one point.
Sputters out. Oprah does not...
No, not now.
What the fucking... Why in the fuck would... he said he wanted Oprah to be his vice presidential candidate. Is that what Trump said? I think he said that, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry I got distracted on the Twitter by... The words, make America white again, trending.
Oh, okay. Aren't we white already?
This is a story. There's a guy who confirmed.
Yes.
He's running as an independent candidate for Tennessee.
Fuck ye, boy.
Tennessee's 3rd congressional district.
Right.
He put up a campaign billboard that says, oh my God. It's real. That says, make America white again.
Are you kidding me? Can you do that?
RickTylerForCongress.com, makeamericawhiteagain.info. Rick Tyler confirmed
is this like
to a TV station, WCRB,
that's nearly crab.
He put up the billboard. He said he does not hate people of color, but does believe America should, quote, go back to the 1960s. The Leave It to Beaver time when there were no break-ins, no violent crime, no mass immigration, he said.
Yeah, and no fucking cell phone cameras to record all the horrible shit that the cops were doing. I mean, really.
There's also a billboard, a separate billboard for his campaign featuring part of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech superimposed on a drawing of the White House with Confederate flags around it.
Oh, okay. Was that, now, was that Photoshopped or did he actually do that speech in front of Confederate flags?
A lot of people wrote in stating their desire to have the signs taken down. Tyler says he respects their First Amendment rights, but thinks many others share his views. Oh, I agree with him. Yeah, I absolutely agree with him.
I think a lot of scary and people there share his views.
The fucking problem.
Oh, how?
I respect their right to have an opinion, he said, but I believe the majority of the people in the county like it.
He's running as an independent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is surprising to me that he just can't run as a GOP candidate. I mean, that's not far off from how they really feel.
So. He swung his big, giant white balls and said he welcomed backlash. However,
yeah,
now they're reporting that now the New York Daily News is reporting that the sign was actually taken down.
God, what a dickhead.
Holy crap.
Who is this guy?
And where go? Well, I mean, go to
how is he affording
RickTylerForCongress.com.
Jesus Christ, Rick. Who's giving you money to run and put up all those ads? That's fucked up. The Klan? Probably.
Jesus. I guess he had to have some money. And it has to be the property of a sympathizer, because the atheists have been trying to put up atheist billboards all over the place, and the cowardly assholes who own the billboard companies are like, no, that's too controversial. Meanwhile, how many fucking the Bible is the word and Jesus is the truth billboards did we pass on the way from Florida back to California?
And why aren't these people embarrassed of having like a chopped up fetus on their billboard? That's nice.
But so the billboard company or whoever these landowners are have to be okay with it. And when he says, I think most people in the county like it, I think he's absolutely right.
To be honest, man, they might not even notice they're so racist. Yeah, right. What are you talking about? Make America white again. What? Duh.
Rick Tyler for Congress.com appears to be down.
Oh.
The website, sadly,
might have
been taken down.
Damn. Update your WordPress, you fucking racist. Jesus Christ. What are his platforms? I mean, what does he stand for, I wonder? I mean, is he for gun control and shit like that? Is he pro-choice?
Make America white again.
If that's your slogan, then probably the only thing you give a shit about is, like,
damn,
white people.
Trending on the Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show, at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on Amazon or on the internets, go through our Amazon hole. It feels good and it helps us out. Mm-hmm. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little tickle, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
Yes. You know, I'm getting I broke my fucking cell phone. I dropped it and I'm getting another one. And I was looking for a case, a cell phone case on Amazon, a really good one. So that doesn't happen again if I drop it. And I found a fucking cell phone case. I showed you the picture of it. What is wrong with people? Why is there a cell phone case out there where a skeleton is kneeled down in front of a naked woman orally pleasuring her?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Who, like, what is that? Why is that on a cell phone case? What is wrong with people?
And it's not even like a Dungeons and Dragons-y type thing. She's like in a contemporary, she's sitting on a couch in a living room somewhere with a skeleton box munching.
I mean, it's very strange.
We assume it's moving. We don't know if it's moving. It's not a GIF file.
No.
But
I will say this. I searched iPhone 6 cell phone cases, iPhone cases on Amazon, and it showed up like on the third page. Must be real popular, I guess.
Must be.
Am I not with the times anymore?
Amazon.
I mean,
go through our Amazon hole.
Pick that up. It's so fucked up.
It's like $10. We'll make a whole 7 cents.
Right.
But we appreciate all of that. Thank you.
We need it.
What else is going on out there in the world? I've got a story here. You know, there have been a bunch of these gun stories that we've been talking about.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi today, you know, the sit-in, I guess, is still going on over at Congress. In
Hell yeah, man.
The House. I believe the there's still, I don't know, you know, what does Paul Ryan do, really? You can't, he could order them physically removed.
But that would be
not
crazy.
Great PR.
No.
Can you see somebody, some big white guard dragging John Lewis off?
My God.
Not good for the PR.
Well, you know what he could do? He could just agree with them and
right,
do his job. That's always an option. I don't know.
But they just won't do anything on the guns. And Nancy Pelosi, I think, said since the horrific killings at in Orlando at that nightclub, she said something like 130 plus people
have died
from gun violence.
Damn.
That was last week.
God. Insane, man.
More examples. Here's The Villages, Florida. Do you know where that is?
No,
I think it's
way,
near
dude.
Orlando, in
the
fact.
The Villages.
Here we go. More guns, everyone. A man in The Villages, Florida was arrested after sheriff's deputies in Sumter County responded to reports of gunfire at a woman's home.
Oh, my God.
This is
an age-restricted community, so The Villages is like a retirement.
Oh, it's a retirement village.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It's big.
They arrested 69-year-old Howard Sparber.
Yes.
Howard was angry at the woman.
Okay.
And fired dozens of gunshots at her house, trying to get into the house.
What do you mean? Like he was trying to open a lock, shoot a lock open, or he was just like raining down bullets?
He said that he shot it up because the woman refused to have sex with him. He was using a Sig Sauer 9mm semi-automatic handgun.
Okay.
Taken into custody without incident. Two magazines, one had a 15-round capacity, another with 20, were recovered.
Wow.
The woman said she was harassed by Sparber with sexual advances for months.
Yeah, yeah.
She feared for her life after he pointed a gun at her on one other occasion.
Yeah.
He caused at least $3,000 in damages by firing rounds through the front door into the kitchen cabinets.
Wow.
He was charged with armed burglary, aggravated stalking, shooting into a dwelling, and criminal mischief. She thankfully wasn't home at the time either.
This is a retirement community.
This is a retirement. Well, it's Florida.
She would have been dead.
Right?
I mean, really? Dozens of bullets. Dozens.
Right. If she wouldn't answer the door, what do people do a lot of times if they're hiding from someone outside? You hang by the door and listen to see if they're still out there. With him shooting through the door, his 9mm, he would have killed her easily. Pistorius'd her.
You what?
Pistorius, that's the guy.
Oh, yeah, with the no legs.
Yeah, who shot through the bathroom door.
Good God.
A whole bunch of times.
I got to tell you, man, I mean, sometimes I get pissed off at our neighbors, especially ones across the hall. They can be real assholes sometimes, you know. Just inconsiderate, kind of. Don't you agree?
Then
our neighbors over here, sometimes they have really loud fights in the morning. I don't know. They get pissed off.
Frequently.
Yes.
They have really loud fights.
And then they yell at people. They yell at homeless people that are going through the recycling bins, taking the cans.
Or kids that are sitting on the stoop.
Do you care if some person goes and gets our recycling?
The sidewalk, I mean.
And takes it for themselves to go get money?
No,
for
I would
Who
encourage
gives
them
a shit?
To. Yeah.
Take it.
It's going
trash.
To a better place than to some corporate recycling center who's going to make money off of it. Fuck them.
But I will say this. I'd rather have these neighbors than that guy.
Yes.
I mean, not only did he sexually assault her, he followed it up with firing bullets into her house. That's like the worst fucking neighbor ever.
Sexually harassed.
Harassed and then shot at.
Right.
That's bad. This guy's a bad guy.
Speaking of bad guys.
Yes.
Got another one. This is Americans Behaving Badly. We should make a...
Fuck you.
I should make a drop for that shit. Like the when animals get pissed, it'll be when Americans
yes.
go on a rampage. And we'll have a clip of the guy screaming, make my burrito, bitch.
Woo!
Make my burrito, bitch.
It is the dumbest fucking thing he probably could have said. It's amazing.
So this is a guy...
His kids are going to see that. I wonder if that guy has fucking kids. Could you imagine that's your dad? You see your dad yelling that?
Right.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
The this is out of Kentucky.
Fuck you, sir.
No, a Kentucky man. This happened in or near Cincinnati.
Okay. That's in Ohio.
Luke Michael... Roberts,
okay,
of Ellesmere, Kentucky.
Hey, boy.
Entered 37 years old. He entered the Islamic Center of Greater Cincinnati.
Oh, God damn it! I hate this xenophobic shit.
In Westchester Township, Ohio.
Boy, man.
2 days after the shooting in Orlando on June 14th.
Fucking white guys.
And interrupted prayers screaming, Jesus is Lord.
Oh, what a dipshit. What a simpleton. How stupid.
He was confronted by one of the worshipers. And he identified himself as a police officer and said he did not have to leave.
Is he a cop?
Another worshiper started to call the police. And Mr. Roberts tried to grab the man's cell phone and take it away from him.
Who the fuck is this mentally ill monster?
They finally got the real police. Police showed up.
Right.
He was arrested.
Thank goodness.
Released on bond.
What a dick.
He is not a police officer.
Oh, okay.
You'll be surprised to learn.
Well, what was this a dare? Did someone dare him to do this?
And, they're now saying that it's only misdemeanor charges that he's up on. The mosque said now that it will be increasing security for nightly prayer services during Ramadan, which go through July 5th. Ashraf Trabulsi, the mosque's vice chairman, said last week that they're going to take it up a notch. As far as security, because of happened.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, take it up a notch. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
They're just going to, they have to increase security.
It's sad.
Because of people like this walking into their prayer. Imagine it happening the other direction.
Oh, my fucking
God. An Islamic person walking into a Christian service and not even being violent, just yelling, Allahu Akbar.
If that was a headline in the news, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, all these fucking guys screaming at it at the top of their fat fucking lungs.
Right. This guy does it, and they probably think he's a fucking hero.
Oh, it's so fucked up.
So that's out of the Cincinnati area.
Right.
What an asshole.
Total dick brain.
37-year-old. He's up. He'll be arraigned.
37
this week. Yeah, 37 years old.
What?
Let me describe him.
Okay,
white,
perfect,
shaved head.
Yay,
bearded.
Right,
unusually
like a creep. Like he walked off the set of American History X.
Right, from Ellesmere, Kentucky, the pride of Ellesmere, Kentucky.
I gotta tell you, these white racist guys today are incredibly terrifying.
Right, and we played a clip of them earlier.
God.
Of a primo scarified dude.
So fucked up.
What else is going on? I've got here in the magic spreadsheet of crab diving. We did that. Oh, Marco Rubio's running again. Shock, shock, shock.
Fire up the bubble maker.
Shock, shock, shock. Oh, no, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run. You can't make me.
What would he do, though? I mean, is he one of these guys that kind of has to run for office because he needs the money, or this is sort of the only way he makes money? But surely he could sit on the board of some shithole company.
I think they saw the numbers that the Democrat and that's currently running, Murphy, I think, and against the guy that they were going to put up.
Yes.
Wasn't doing as well. Okay. Already a poll's out showing Rubio like 12 points ahead if he's running again because they love them some fucking Rubio. I don't know why.
Why do you want to be in charge of a state that's slowly sinking
and
into the ocean?
Even though he hates being in the Senate, et cetera, and he was looking forward to being a private citizen.
Oh, fuck you.
He wants to be president. And yes. He knows that you're better off staying in the game. He's forgoing a few years of going off and making millions of dollars consulting
that
he whored himself out for already.
Right.
And he's going to do some more whoring for another few years in hopes that
in
4 years, Hillary Rodham Clinton will have run the country into the ground and everyone will want their big white saviors to run in again.
Big white. Well, short white. Remember?
Little white. Little Marco.
Is that what Trump called him?
Little Marco.
You know, it sounds like, you know those guys, you ever see those douchebags that show up to a party and for some reason they have their guitar and somebody's like, hey, why don't you play something on that guitar? And then the guy's like, oh, no, that's okay. I just brought it because I didn't want to leave it in the car.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm not playing anything. Okay, if you insist, I'll run for Senate. Fuck him. God, poor Florida, right?
Poor Florida. But they put these people in office.
I know, but like, don't
have some responsibility.
Well,
it's like Kansas. Have some responsibility for Brownstein. Yeah. Get out
and
vote.
What about Alabama, man? Poor Alabama.
Get out and vote, dummies.
They are voting. They are voting in Alabama, but all that voter suppression shit.
Well, and the Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
The white ones are fleeced by the Jesus.
Jesus, could you please, and not like, I know you're coming back and it's going to be a big deal and, you know, it's kind of the whole point of your, why you're so popular. Could you come back just for a little bit and set your fucking followers straight on what it means to follow you? Just lay down some covering fire. Just like fucking take some of these hateful assholes out.
Make America white again.
Well, no, Jesus should clean house and these Christians that follow him in a way that's not very Jesus-like, he needs to rough him up a bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Show him what's what.
Follow our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. Stories we get to, stories we don't get to, and memes and shit.
Memes.
Like Ryan said earlier, the story about the French police asking for a break from the unions. You know what's happening over there is they like them socialism over there.
Oh, fuck yes, they
and
do.
The people are, I don't know, happy. And what does that mean? That the evil capitalist fuckwads who want to suck every bit of your life's blood out of you, every bit of your equity in your universe, they want. They're unhappy because evil workers are cutting into their profits and
right.
shit. So there they were trying to pass some laws to loosen the power of the unions, basically, to give evil companies more leeway to say, fuck the unions. And the people are taking the unions and the people are taking the streets.
Fuck this.
And they're saying, well, you guys can protest. They try to do that shit they do here. Here's your free speech zone. You guys can stand way over here. George Bush started that shit with that fucking ironically named Patriot Act.
Oh, that's right.
Free speech zones, because they didn't want little Georgie seeing all the anti-war signs as he was driving down the streets.
That's right.
Free speech zone. Fuck that shit. No. Everywhere is a free goddamn fucking speech
and
zone
also,
in this country, you assholes.
The point of a protest is like, it's a protest.
To disrupt things.
Yes. And so like, by the nature of what a protest is, it's kind of stupid to say, okay, as a protester, you're allowed to stay. Hey,
can you stand where it's convenient, please?
Oh, yes.
And in France, so they said, well, you guys need to stand here. And the French are saying, fuck to the you. And they say, we will not. We will march. It's what we do. And it's what we're going to do.
It's a fucking protest.
And then the police try to stop them, and things got a little violent-y. Mm-hmm. And the police are saying, please, can you give us a day off? It is, there's too much. The police union's like, look, we're tired.
No, idiot. Viva la resistance.
And the French unions, rightfully so, keep up the fight.
Yeah, man.
Are saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Right.
Corporate profits worldwide never higher, you assholes.
Yes.
Yet Let's take more from those evil workers, those drones who, I don't know, they want enough money to, what do they want, enough money to eat for their 12-hour work a day?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, you French protesters, come over here, damn it. Lose your
right?
You'd lose your fucking mind.
The only country in the world that doesn't have, the only civilized country in the world that doesn't have national health care.
Fuck what?
Let's think about that. And that nutty. Has, we're not the last, we're not in last for child poverty.
We're getting there.
We're not in last for child mortality. Infant mortality rates in other parts of the world are better than this shining city on the right. fucking hill.
Well, to be fair, thank you, capitalism. Experience, we are busy trying to make America white again. Mm-hmm. We've got a bunch of distractions here. We got the racism. We got the xenophobia. We got Jesus.
Trying to make it profitable again. That's all they care about.
We got this Trump guy who's running for office. It's being sued for having sex with a minor. I don't know what to tell you. We're a mess. We're a fucking mess, dude.
Right. And then we've got a couple of pastors who are, again, rightfully and righteously being called out for their heinousitude. One guy out here in California, some pastor was like, you know, let's be happy. Another one says, let's be happy. 50 sodomites and pedophiles are no longer on the planet.
Fuck off.
This guy in Texas.
Hey.
Another one.
Fuck you.
Said he agrees with that guy. And there's some more that are gravely wounded. He hopes, quote, God will finish the job with them.
God, you know.
This is a Christian.
Yeah.
This is an alleged Christian.
That guy's an ignorant asshole. He's a hateful, xenophobic dupe. What is he? He's a
pastor?
Let's
name this guy. Donnie Romero. Pastor Donnie Romero of the Steadfast Baptist Church in Fort Worth.
Oh, my God.
Said that he agrees 100% with Baptist Pastor Roger Jimenez, who made the news with his sermon advocating the government should use firing squads to blow the brains out of gay people.
Oh, my God.
Romero said... this is the guy in Fort Worth. These 50 sodomites are all perverts and pedophiles, and they are scum of the earth, and the earth is a little bit better place now.
God, dude, you're going to say that.
And I'll take it a step further, because I heard on the news today that there are still several dozen of these queers in ICU in intensive care. I will pray to God like I did this morning. I will do it tonight. I'll pray that God will finish the job and that man started. And he will end their life. And by tomorrow morning, they will all be burning in hell, just like the rest of them, so they don't get any more opportunity to go out and hurt little children.
What kind of statement is that?
Who's hurting little children? Who needs to be...
I don't know.
You know,
good job.
I don't want to advocate violence, but damn. Jesus. There's no...
Jesus really needs to come back to the earth, and he's got to set these assholes straight.
Well, take out guys like this. Finish the job on these assholes,
yeah,
because
really.
There's just no... Ugh. There's no hope for hate-filled...
Give it up for religion, by the way.
Evil. It's evil. It's just pure evil. There's nothing remotely human about it.
Dude, imagine you... I don't know. Does that guy... I wonder how he thinks that makes, like, family members. People that lost family.
Doesn't care. They're sodomites and evil.
Whatever.
Jesus.
At Pulse.
But Jesus.
Yeah. Could you imagine being in that club? It's dark. It's loud. You don't know what's going on. And somebody walks in there and just starts mowing people down. This goddamn 6 hour thingamabobber that you can buy.
Yep.
It's fucking anywhere. It's nuts.
With rounds that go through people.
Why do we need that?
He was protecting himself.
From?
The rampaging homosexuals. Yes. That's what this guy thinks.
God.
It's great.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Fuck everyone. Man, that is something else. Jeez. How's that guy live with himself?
Oh, he doesn't care. He's
you're right. He doesn't give a fuck.
Fleecing morons. He's inflaming the idiots that are like that guy screaming, make my burrito bitch. I'm sure he's real gay friendly.
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
absolutely.
Make my burrito bitch.
Oh, sure.
Mr. I do MMA. I work out in the gym every day. America. I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American.
You don't think it's conservative feelings are just like departmentalized in immigration, or do you think his gross hate?
Yeah. And the founders are effete mincing Enlightenment liberal powdered wig wearing founders would be are spitting in their graves.
They're flouncing
if that is what is America. If he is the greatness of America, if that hulking, steroided, pinheaded, tiny testicled little jackhole of a moron,
jackhole,
violent, unhinged lunatic, if that's the example of American greatness, then we need a solar flare to take out this whole country to make the universe better.
It's so fucked up. It is so fucked up. It's insane.
You want to hear Trump?
Oh, absolutely.
So a lot of things have happened, but it's been incredible. It's been incredible. It's been a movement. I've been on the cover of Time magazine so many times. And the cover of everything. I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
What the fuck? I feel like a supermodel, except times 10.
So this is his achievement, is that I've been on Time magazine all these times. That's the achievement.
Take Miranda Kerr.
Right.
Times are by 10. That's me.
Publicity at any cost. That's him. Publicity at any cost. Even if I have to say heinous things.
If you take policy out of it and like what people believe in or whatever, who do you want leading us? I mean, as a leader, to me, some inherent qualities are like temperament, you know, being calm, level-headed, thoughtful. You know, a person at the bare minimum, you think before you say something.
I've been on the cover of Time magazine so many times, and the cover of everything. I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10. Okay, it's true. Wait. I'm a supermodel. I'm in the cover of these magazines.
Look at how pretty I am.
Is this today?
I shaved my balls and everything. Yeah, two days ago.
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm a supermodel. I'm pretty. Can't go in the bathroom in North Carolina.
Yeah, really.
Okay, oh, yeah. It's true. I'm a supermodel. I'm in the cover of these magazines. I'm on the cover of the biggest magazines. I don't even know about it. I can't even read the story because if I did, I wouldn't get any work done. I have never seen anything like it. And it's not about me. I'm like, I'm doing a good job as a messenger, but I'm a messenger.
He tries to be humble for a half a second. It's not about me. And he points to the crowd and then he goes, but I am a good messenger.
And then
it's not about me, but it is about me.
I'm doing a good job.
A half second of humility. It's not about me. Well, it is about me because I'm a really good messenger.
The only thing I can figure, when he was being raised, his mom used to follow him around the house, and whatever he would do, she would say, Donald, great job, and then stick a star on his fucking big forehead.
Right.
I don't know how this monster was fucking created.
Say the N-word, Donnie. Just like your daddy does.
Doesn't this guy seem like raised as a rich, privileged asshole, wanting for nothing, and now expects everything?
Yes.
That's all he is.
Yes, yes, yes.
A fucking trust fund baby.
All of the above. I've got this is on our Facebook page. It's been there a couple of days, but this is the cat. You know, we've played clips of this guy before. This Catholic League president.
Who the fuck is this?
He's Donahoe is his name.
Lord Donahoe.
And Bill Donahoe, the Catholic League president, he's one of these guys. He's this old white guy,
yeah,
who basically has been running around defending diddling priests.
What?
He's the one who's out there yelling and screaming. He's also the one out there who hates Obamacare because it forces Catholics to pay for contraception.
Oh my God! Could you imagine? That's your job. You run around defending predators and shit.
He's just such a notoriously heinous person. He's like the New York Police Union rep.
Oh, type. That guy.
Yeah, like that guy, Pat something or other in
some
New
Irish
York,
dude.
Who's a cartoon character, evil toady of the whoever he's representing.
Off the fucking set of the Wire.
Who, no matter what heinous thing their people do, they're standing by them 100%, and you're evil for even thinking about the fact that a cop might have killed somebody wrongly.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Lovely.
And this guy, how dare you blame the entire Catholic Church for one or two priests that might suck a little boy cock?
Right. That's your job. Do you have to imagine that's your job. You run around defending these guys. Do you, people are like, hey, so what do you do for a living? Well, I defend priests that may have raped children.
So now,
jeez.
There was a bill in, I'm not sure if this is a state bill in New York. I think it was a national bill. It was called the Child Victims Act. Child Victims Act was voted down.
Oh my God.
And this guy, Catholic League President Bill Donahoe, sent out an email to all of his supporters that smelled like jizz. So celebratory of the fact that the evil Child Victims Act.
But that's a setting you can turn off.
So you know what Child Victims Act would have done? It would have made things easier for the victims of child abuse to seek justice. It would make the statute of limitations range bigger.
Okay.
You can't diddle, and then when the person is 10 years later, is all fucked up, and then says, hey, this priest diddled me. Too bad. 10 years ago, sorry, TikTok.
Yeah,
same thing with Bill fucking Cosby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
So this act was voted down. That is crazy.
The bill would have extended the time frame in which a victim could bring a case by 5 years. It would have opened a 6-month window to revive old cases.
Okay.
And then treated public and private institutions the same when it comes to child sex abuse cases. The church has had different rules.
Really? So, like, if somebody gets assaulted in a church or diddled or whatever, and you go to the police, and then the police, they do what? I mean, could they arrest the priest? I mean, they question him?
So, this guy says that the woman who wrote this law,
yes,
is, quote, the principal enemy of the church.
Okay.
Because this was nothing but a vindictive bill pushed by lawyers and activists out to rape the Catholic Church.
He used the word rape? Whoa.
Money grubbing lawyers are just looking for a chance to sue the church.
Jeez.
The poor, pristine, innocent, benevolent Catholic Church,
which
gives you a mulligan or two.
Oh, sure.
If you bury your cock in an altar boy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, and people have problems with atheists.
Right.
You got to be kidding me. Jeez, this Catholic shit, man, it just goes on and on and on and on.
The bill was sold as justice for the victims of sexual abuse, he said.
What's wrong with that?
When, in fact, it was a sham.
How?
It was an attack on the church. If the statute of limitations were lifted on offenses involving the sexual abuse of minors, the only winners would be greedy and bigoted lawyers out to line their pockets in a rash of settlements. What about the kids that were diddled?
Yeah, what about them? What are we going to do about them? That nobody cares.
The big loser. Listen, figure this logic out. Explain this to me. Put on your lunatic Catholic hat and see if you can explain this
Kate,
to me.
Kate, get my hat!
I guess I would have to. I went through 12 years of that indoctrination. The big losers would be the poor.
How?
About whom the attorneys and activists care little. When money is funneled from parishioners to lawyers. Oh, there we go.
Oh, I see.
Services to the needy suffer. So if we have to pay off hundreds of millions of dollars to wash the cum stains from the brains of damaged people, which you can't do, then
this is insane.
You're taking the money out of poor people's mouths.
That's insane logic.
This guy's...
How about not diddling the kids in the first place?
Cartoonish evil. I mean, really, representing an alleged religion, just like this heinous creature in Texas praying for the death of fellow humans because his goat herder's book from a couple of thousand years ago says don't stick your weenie in another man's pooper.
At what point do you wake up and you look, say, hey, what institution am I defending? I'm defending an institution that protects child molesters.
Right. Right. I mean, if the Catholic Church, we know there's a lot of them out there, and we know that there's, you know, they're in positions of power and secrecy. They're fertilized with miracle grow to be diddlers. But in this situation, they're set up that they're able to do that.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church had policed it and come down on them and excommunicated them and sent them right to the popo,
it would be different.
It would be different. But they would say, "Ooh, we've gotten reports that you've been lifting up the robes of some of the altar boys. We're gonna move you to a different parish in a different state.
And you can do it again.
And set you up again in a different place."
But like, oh man. This is so horrible. Do you think part of the problem is that the Catholics see their priests and their, I don't know, their religious leaders as like godlike?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like
I told you, it was a big deal when I was a kid. The priests were like, I think it's less now. Maybe.
So the idea is they can't be arrested or they're not subject to the same laws that you or I because they're of God.
Right.
That's so stupid. Sure. We are of Harry Potter. Which gives me license to molest.
It's the Christian privilege, which drizzles down all in their non-Catholic Christian psyche. They think they can put their Ten Commandments up in our secular government halls and the pictures of Jesus in our secular schools, and that they should be able to indoctrinate children in our secular public schools with their Jesus. God. Make them pray to the Lord.
Right. And do you think that helps education to have all that shit in the schools? All of a sudden you're indoctrinating some child. You're making them believe that they have to spend their life living in fear that if they do the wrong thing, God is going to like rain down hellfire upon you. Unless you like go in some weird ass confession booth.
That's
and tell
really
some
creepy.
Perv your impure thoughts.
Yeah, I mean...
Like this.
I, because of my family situation, they weren't very religiosity-ish, and I was a precocious kid. I think I figured things out pretty early. When we got to fourth grade and this whole confession thing, I wanted just none of it. I wanted none of it. And my parents were like, just deal. Just deal with it. Just shut up and deal with it. Tell them you swore. Or something. Just deal with it.
You're so fucked up.
And then when you think about it, you know, half of these kids are probably going in there and saying, I touched myself. I thought impure thoughts. They mentioned that one as a possibility.
Yeah.
If you have impure thoughts, tell the priest. If you steal something, if you disobey your parents, if you did that.
It's so fucked up.
I wiped my butthole too many times. It became sexual.
God.
Father. Oh, really?
Oh.
Describe to me.
Go
show
on.
Me.
I'm a big fucking perv.
Show me. That one I never understood why we needed the middleman. That one never flew with me.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Right. Why?
Because he knows the Latin, and you can only talk to God in Latin or
and
something?
And if I'm truly regretful for whatever badness I did, for blowing a load last night into a Kleenex... If I'm truly sorry for that, then why can't I use my direct line to my friend in the sky and just pray and say, Lord, I'm sorry, and he forgives me. Why do I need to go give a guy in a creepy black closet,
a fucked up outfit,
a darkened closet, why do I have to give him jerk-off material
because
in order to absolve myself? That's a brilliant move on the part of the priest.
Right. And also, if you don't do that, don't you burn in hell?
And there's what better way? The more I think about it, what better way to control the populace more than when the clergy was in charge of everything, than to make everybody confess everything to you and say, I won't tell anyone.
Oh, sure. You can totally trust me. I'm a creepy child molesting freak.
So what better way to keep an eye on what's going on politically in the world?
Oh, yes.
If you've got people confessing their sins to you and you're onto them, you've got their secrets. I'm sure that's where it came from.
It's not from, oh, the Lord needs to extra absolve you with their special Jesus magic only priests can wield.
The Jesus magic is totally fucked up.
The Protestants at least figured that one out.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do that confession thing, right?
I don't know why we don't, but yes, we don't do that.
Toss that one.
Toss.
That's ridiculous shit.
It's all ridiculous, though. Maybe think about it. I mean, why can't I worship Iron Man or Superman or Count Chocula? It's stupid.
You can.
Oh, you're right. I can. It makes no difference. I'm going to pray to Booberry. Remember that cereal?
Booberry
Crunch.
That was a good one. Yeah, Booberry. I think it was less popular, sadly.
Yeah, it was a shitty one. It was always the one left on the shelf at the grocery store.
Then Count Chocula, Frankenberry.
Did you like that one?
Booberry. No, I was never a big, like, really sweet cereal guy.
Yeah, me too. I liked, what is that? Honey Nut Cheerios. Delicious!
Oh, yeah. I had to pass. The whole nut thing.
Well, honey nut. Does that count?
Well, if it said nut in it, I just tend to avoid it because I'd rather
trach him.
Not need my EpiPen. Yeah.
Yes.
We got a few minutes left here in the big show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this hump day. Don't forget we're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday for your ear hole streaming live. Do we have a new Daily Upper Decker this evening?
The Daily Upper Decker is coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I'm sorry. I should have told you the host is traveling.
Daily Upper Decker, Tommy Gimler, traveling.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be covering NBA shit. Oh, a bunch of sports headlines.
That's right.
There was something about an Ollie sex tape on their last episode.
Gross.
You know anything about that?
No.
I didn't hear anything.
I'm letting him rest for a while.
Yeah.
No
need for that.
Yeah, right.
No.
You know, the Democrats are attempting, I guess it's, as far as I know, the sit-in continues. I have no further news on it. But covering... the Democrats' recent attempts to, I don't know, have some sane gun legislation. At the very least, let's not give guns to people we think are terrorists.
Fuck you.
And they say, well, they're on accidentally. Well, then let's add a process in that makes it easier if it's fucked up to get you off of the list.
Man,
how about that?
It's like you just want to take these guys aside and say, listen, I understand you have this insane love of guns. What we've got going on is a pile of dead people because
Some
lunatic got a hold of an AR-15 and shot everybody to death. So as leaders, we feel like it's our responsibility to do something about that.
Fuck you.
Right. What's that?
Angry crowd.
Oh yeah.
Angry white crowd.
Yeah, God, too many of those.
Ringing in
Hello.
On the current attempts by the Democrats in Congress.
Fuck you.
To, I don't know, listen to the people who were saying we could have a little bit of gun, sensible gun control.
Sure.
Brian Fisher.
Oh, my God.
The American Family Association.
Now, that's weird. He normally talks about the gay. Not guns.
The Lord has many topics, Ryan.
Well, maybe he's progressive on this because I don't remember hearing his views on gun control. Stop laughing.
Oops, wait a second. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. You guys didn't hear that.
I apologize.
Only us.
We're shooting the intern. We got that few seconds. Here we go.
I think the reality, Chris, is I think they know what they're doing. They just don't want us to know what they're doing. I mean, if they came to us and they said, look, we want to allow bureaucrats in cubicles on the other side of the country to decide whether you get to have your constitutional rights or not, the American people would say, over my dead body. But that's not how they approach it. We want to keep you safe. We don't want to let somebody on the terror watch list get a gun. So they're taking away our constitutional rights. They know they're doing that. They know they're denying the right to keep and bear arms to American citizens.
Which is not necessarily the case. I keep reading more and more. Our Facebook page. I put up a story from, I think it was from 2 years ago.
Okay.
About the history of how over the past 30 years, the NRA has magically somehow these aren't the droids you're looking for, to right. all the dummies out there, to make them believe that the Second Amendment somehow guarantees every person a right to have as much hardware, no matter what the technology, as they can hold.
If you're a member of the NRA, don't you resent that a little bit? Don't you resent that these guys are perverting your cause to make a shit ton of money? Don't you feel like patsies, or is that the word? Like you're being used?
Well, but they, right before they grease their holes, they also okay. fill their Cayman accounts. They also right. lavish them with money.
But if you're a member of the NRA that just pays dues, and don't you feel like your organization is taking advantage of you? Like, what, as an NRA member, what do you get out of this?
You know, there's no way that the NRA dues, they figured out recently, there's no way the NRA dues taken in covers the amount that they spend on lobbying.
So that's kind of a sham, right?
So where do those extra millions come from if not from the dues paying members?
It must come from the companies that make these fucking guns, right?
So the NRA, why would you join the NRA today unless you're an indoctrinated fool who agrees with this idiot?
Yeah.
That, you know, Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson and Adams all wanted us to have AR-15s.
Right.
And high-capacity mags.
Well, I mean, I guess that you are in the NRA. I mean, you're worried about the rights, your right to
But that's not what it was about.
A gun, it didn't, I mean.
No, that's not what it was about.
I mean, they're looking out for that, you could say, but.
People up until the mid-50s, there was no, that concept didn't exist.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
this, that the Second Amendment, that's what this article was about, was there weren't people running around in the 30s and 40s saying, my gun's Second Amendment. Right. I get to keep it because Second Amendment. It wasn't until the gun manufacturers and the evil industrial capitalist war machine assholes decided they need to make money and by selling as many of their killing machines as possible.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
and then they twisted it. They twisted it around and used their lobbying power to buy politicians who would then tell the idiots, the Negro's coming for your guns.
Right.
The next one's, they're already starting with Hillary.
And so now we're at the no fly, no buy thing, right?
Right, tiny things.
Think about that concession. We're just saying that if you're on the no-fly list because you're a suspected terrorist.
And this is in their diaper wedding yeah. wheelhouse. Terror! But terror!
Do you think the problem is that some people see owning a gun as a privilege?
What if we said,
rather than a right?
What if we said, well, maybe if you're black, you should have to wait an extra week to have a gun?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, right.
You read my mind. You had me at hello.
or Muslim. What if you? Oh, yeah. What if you're a Muslim and we think that maybe you should have to wait a few extra days?
Well, you know what you're doing? You're just not being politically correct. And that's what you have to do today. We can't be politically correct.
That's the great.
We
that's
are
the great,
failing bigly. Yeah, that's the big fucking lie.
I get to be. I'm sick of being politically correct. I'm sick of other people having rights. I'm sick of black people being able to vote and gay people getting married.
I hate when I hear it's white so people stupid. Bitching about this politically correct world so we live in. You just can't say anything. Yeah, you can. You can say plenty of things.
Right. We just get to react.
Yes, but if you're a narrow-minded, bigoted asshole,
we get
brain,
to react.
Yeah, your brain doesn't. You really can't say anything because you're stupid as fuck.
Yeah,
and all you can do is like mumble your little racist shit every now and then, or a lot.
Constitution rights. They know they're doing that. They know they're denying the right to keep and bear arms to American citizens, but they're not going to tell us that that's what they're doing. You know, it's just, and so that's how you get 86% of the American people to think it's a good idea, because they're lying to us. They're not telling us the full detail. That's exactly how Satan works. That's how he deceives us.
Oh, there we go. It's Satan, Ryan. Satan wants to keep guns out of the hands of the white people.
Oh, yes. Duh.
He never tells us. Look, if you do this thing I'm dangling in front of you, it will destroy
Whoa.
You. He never says that because he knows he wouldn't go for it.
Just put a little bit in your mouth.
I need you to... That. I'm so sorry. We have to save that as a drop.
That's exactly how Satan works. That's how he deceives us. He never tells us, look, if you do this thing I'm dangling in front of you, it will destroy you.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to destroy you with this thing I'm dangling in front of you.
If I had a nickel.
Enjoy. Dangling. I'm dangling it, guys. Jeez. Yeah. Get in line!
He never says that because he knows he wouldn't go for it. You know, that's what how he got Adam and Eve. He says, look, God's holding out on you.
Oh, boy.
He did not tell Adam and Eve, look, if you eat the apple as I'm tempting you to do, you're going to experience a fall into sin. Humanity is going to be plunged into depravity. Mm. You are going to be separated from God.
Why don't we talk about what a dick that God is? Why would he put that tree there? And
why are we talking about this?
It's not lost upon thinkers of the world that it's the tree of knowledge that's forbidden.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
what about that?
Right there, dummies. Right there. They don't want you to think, you assholes, you morons.
Why are you buying into a myth? Somebody's walking around in a garden, a deity ripped a rib from his fucking torso.
You and your facts. You and your evolution.
Is that, people call it that?
Oh, sure. Oh, that's just pretty standard.
All the time?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off. You're all stupid. You believe in this shit? You're ridiculous. Tree of knowledge.
I was reading a
shove it up your ass.
I was reading a comment thread the other day about, and they were, some of them were saying the missing link. They're missing link. There really is not a missing link. There's not a missing link. And they came up with why are there still monkeys? Why can't I watch a dog turn into a toad?
Yeah, that would be cool. Kate, don't do that.
Stupid.
She does this one trick. She turns into a Gila monster.
And we're like, and there, it's just then that just a theory stuff. Really, it's just really hard to not want to deliver a 2x4 to the face of someone who brings up that it's just a theory. It's a theory. Well, it's not proven. It's a theory.
To be fair, you whack them in the face. Maybe it'll jostle something in their brain.
God.
Some synapses.
Which I would never do, of course.
We'll start firing. It's so dumb.
Separated from God, you are going to need blood sacrifices to be reconciled. They wouldn't have gone for it. So Satan doesn't tell them that. What he says to them, look, God is holding out on you. There's a world of pleasure out there. And God's a killjoy. He's a cosmic killjoy. He doesn't want you to have any fun.
But that's true.
Yeah, he sucks.
None of you want anybody to have any fun. You don't want anybody to touch themselves. You don't want anybody to have sex. You don't want anybody to drink. You don't want anybody to party.
You didn't become a cosmic killjoy for nothing. You suck. You're boring.
And God's a killjoy. He's a cosmic killjoy. He doesn't want you to have any fun. That's why he's done this. And that's how he gets us to take a bite out of the apple, and then it's too late. And that's what the left is trying to do with this no-fly, no-buy thing. It's just Satan. I mean, I'm accusing them of being Satan, but this is how Satan works. Tries to get us to take a bite out of the apple without realizing the consequences of what we're doing.
I'm not calling them Satan.
I got to tell you, that is the most amazing explanation I've ever heard of the gun control movement. How do you get it back to biting a piece of fruit?
Can I get a hallelujah?
You know, fuck off. Stupid. I love how he wraps it up. He's like, bite of the apple, and there you go. Next topic.
Next bullshit.
Fuck off.
Right. Next bit of hatred and bullshit for you.
God damn it, dude.
Allow me to, yeah.
Oh, it's infuriating. Every time I listen to that guy, I get so fucking irritated. His dumb fucking voice. He sounds stupid. Fuck him. Bite of the apple.
There's a story here, you know that.
God damn it. What a dick.
We have even more evidence. This is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
How many states has it failed in, yet they keep jumping on it? These Republicans, these evil Christians who are somehow punishing welfare recipients by making them take drug tests.
Oh, my God. What an indignity. Indignity. Yes, yeah. It's an indignity, right?
They did it in Florida.
Panica.
And they found out that a very tiny percentage was
100%.
But guess who made money? Wasn't it the story that it was like Rick Scott's cousin-in-law? It was a toady.
The dudes that sell the specimen cups.
That does the testing. Right. Was somebody that Rick Scott knew that made money off of the state from it.
Great.
Scott Walker, that evil coke whore twat.
He still exists.
Yeah, he went back into his hole for a while, didn't he?
An insult.
Licking his wounds. That was one of my favorite parts, I got to be honest with you, of the election, was Scott Walker just, it was like a scene from Carrie, except they filled the bucket with shit and piss. Just all over his head at the prom. Look at me, I'm pretty. I'm going to be, I'm the golden boy. Yeah. The Kochs have anointed me with all their money. Shine the light on me. And then the country went.
Don't you think?
Actually, Trump went.
Oh, yeah. But don't you think that Scott Walker just sort of looked at it and said, listen, there's no fucking way I'm going to win this. I'm going to go away and I'll make my move at another time. Because we've already forgotten.
Well, right, but
we've
he thought this was the time.
Oh, my God.
And he got shot down massively.
Massive.
Bigly. Early on.
What a dumbass. God.
And he, after the failures of these other states that have passed these ridiculous laws that cost taxpayers money.
It is so heinous. It is, that is the demonization of the poor.
Right.
You're poor, so you're obviously on crack.
Right. And no food for you.
Hey, I bet.
No food for you.
Don't you think if you have more money, if you have money, you're probably more likely to be into some weird fucking drugs because you have money to spend on those drugs? Maybe.
Well, let's drug test all these people.
Let's drug test
and
everybody,
let's find
okay?
The Ambiens and the Xanaxes.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention any of the other psychotropics that they take.
Yeah. Let's drug test Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
Please.
Well, now, not that long ago, Michigan, fucking Rick Snyder, the murderous regime of Rick Snyder, who doesn't give fuck all about some brown kids sucking lead in from the water.
Yummy.
As long as we save money. Let's save money.
Fiscal
responsibility. This is what the Republicans crow about, where they want a good businessman in charge. They put a good businessman in charge of Michigan. He never had any political experience before.
Right.
He was a CE fucking O of some evil company.
How
in
did that
Michigan.
Turn out?
And look what is, look what's happened.
Well, okay. Now, to be fair, if you take that water thing out, there's no more water to drink there. If you take that problem out of it.
He's been great for the white people.
Yeah, other than that.
For right. The wealthy white people, white people of Michigan.
Now, if you're not rich, you're going to have to bring your own water that state.
He's found a way to extract even more value and money from the poor, starving, now people who can't drink safe water.
How do you sell your house, by the way, if you want to move to where there is water to drink, which seems kind of fucking reasonable? What do? If you own your house, how do you sell it?
Right.
And make, you're going to lose all your money. Some evil-ass fucking developer will probably buy the house. You know what I mean?
So by the end of May, they instituted one of these ridiculous programs. It was a pilot program. They're testing it. They're spending $300,000 in state funding. And in the month of May, they tested 303 people.
Yes.
It's a pilot program, okay. So they're not making everyone. Only a few lucky people.
Right.
Got turned into, I was going to say white rats, but, you know, the white people. They're not testing the white welfare recipients.
Oh,
they're
no.
going to go for the brown ones. They are Republicans, after all.
Absolutely.
The in the month of May, of the 303 people tested. Do you want to guess how many?
Sure, Pat.
Had tested positive for drugs, the evil takers, the welfare teat suckers of the hardworking white, I mean the hardworking people of Michigan.
I'm going to guess one.
How many of the 303 test positive, Ryan?
Show me one. Zero.
Oh, wait. Ding, 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 ding.
Zero.
None.
So.
None.
Is it still, can they just stop this?
Thank you.
You know, I mean.
None.
Imagine.
So another, this is small, let's remember, this is small government Republicans.
Right.
This is like the voter ID law. There's,
oh yeah.
Show us. The feds said, Scott Walker, show us all of this fraud, this voting fraud that you've experienced in Wisconsin, so that because this is the reason that you're implementing all of these massive voter ID laws.
Massive.
Show us all of them. Well, you know, we don't have any.
My God.
We don't have any.
This is a party of small government. You got everybody peeing into a goddamn cup. And God forbid you want to buy an AR-15. The libs want to make you get a background check and have maybe have a license for it or something. And you bitch and moan about that. But you got a whole gaggle of people peeing into a fucking cup.
Right.
Because they're getting just a little bit of welfare. What about that corporate welfare? What about making CEOs shit into a cup? Check their shit.
Right.
Let's check your shit.
And I really do think that we should drug test legislators.
Let's get crazy.
But Democrats have proposed that in places. And guess what? It gets voted down.
You want to fuck
with
us? Gee,
I wonder why.
You want to fuck with us? We're going to fuck with you. Everybody's peeing. Everybody's goddamn peeing.
Everybody's peeing in the car.
Absolutely. No glass. Piss everywhere. That's what the Republicans want. Piss everywhere.
I can't get to the gong fast enough.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, listen to us at crabdiving.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review if you are so kind.
Fuck them.
Forget. Buy stuff through our Amazon hole. Makes us a little money. Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Listen to a couple of books for free. Yes. Download them and listen at crabdiving.com/Audible. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter stream at Radar Comedy or go to RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye bye.
Piss everywhere.
Thank
you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.